You've just tuned into the SCB Steelers Fan Podcast, sponsored by Body Tech Gym in North Hills, Pittsburgh. Real Steelers talk for hardcore fans.
All right, Steeler Nation, welcome back to the SCB Steelers Fan Podcast. We are glad to have you with you here in another off-season edition of the show. My name is Matt. His name is Mark. We are back in the saddle again. What the hell is going on, dude?
Oh, man, the band is back together. My employment is winding down for the end of the year, getting towards the summer, which you know I love. And, man, it's just been an up-and-down spring here in the Mitten. We actually had snow Saturday or Sunday morning, and now on let's see, about a week from today, it is supposed to be 85 degrees. So just dealing with the crazy weather. And as far as the Steelers go, the draft is done. The free agency is now into like phase 59, where you pick up guys left over from the crumbs and everything else. And the Steelers actually picked up a crumb today, but we'll get into that.
The weather here in central PA is, I think Mother Nature is just can't figure out what the hell she wants to do. I mean, literally today it was like 50 and overcast, and just the other day it was like 75 and like bright sunlight. So I can't freaking figure it out. It's like fall to spring, rain, fall, spring, like every other day around here. I swear it sucks. Like it's
And obviously you and I both talk to a lot of people. You're east of Pittsburgh and I'm west, and so when you talk to people in Pittsburgh, it's a lot of the same stuff. You know, I know people were complaining about the deluge of rain the other day, and it just needs to make up its mind and just get to warmer weather. But we will not keep the audience long tonight, Matt. We just have a few things to touch on here. First of all, the crumb I mentioned earlier was that the Steelers did re-sign David Johnson. He's kind of an old face, was with the Steelers previously. I'm trying to think of where he was last year. And I want to say Kansas City, but I don't think that's right. So I'll say it.
I can look it up quick if you want. I
mean, yeah, if you get it, but yeah, no biggie. But he is. I wouldn't read much into this. This is a signing that is about depth at the tight end position, as well as potential fullback type. You know, he plays that kind of hybrid role that Will Johnson played, and Will, of course, is now in New York. And look, you got Roosevelt Nix, who is coming off of a little injury that he missed the end of the year there with, and
the Steel City porn star,
our favorite Steel City porn star. no, we got to get him in on that. but and then you got the youth at the tight end position. I mean, you got Ladarius Green, who could be a stud in free agency. And behind him, you have, of course, Spaeth and Jesse James. So it's just a nice little fit. And trust me, his contract is nothing to where if a rookie really comes on and does some great things as an undrafted free agent or something like that, you know, you can easily get rid of him. But so David Johnson's back in the fold.
Yep. They re-signed him from San Diego. The Chargers. So in any event, he used to wear number 85. I'm actually looking at a picture of him here online playing against Carolina right now, just to kind of recap. So yeah, he's back. I mean, he could very well be a training camp casualty, depending on who steps up or who they have confidence in. But he is a good hybrid player, backup tight end. So yeah, I mean, he's one of those versatile guys that, you know, comes cheap and knows the system. So yeah, I mean, it's a decent depth signing, nothing spectacular by any stretch.
No. And and like we said, you're not going to get those types of guys now. This is all the leftovers. These are the guys that are still looking for jobs, and so that's what's going to happen. And speaking of guys looking for jobs, you know, a guy that became kind of I don't even know what we'd call Brandon Boykin, but
this poor guy.
I know.
I mean, ever since he left the Eagles, it's been nothing but a nightmare for him.
It has been, and it's really interesting. I've talked to a number of people who have really, really good knowledge of everything that went down. And as soon as I heard this, my first thought was, okay, something is not right here, because they brought him in there. Then they went and drafted three cornerbacks in Carolina. And I don't know if you saw this, Matt, but the guy they are bringing in to replace him is a guy named Shaquille Richardson, who was drafted by the Steelers a few years ago.
I knew that. Yep. I knew that name as soon as you said it.
Yeah, and was brought in because Carnell Lake, who coached him at UCLA, really liked him. And he did nothing in Pittsburgh. I didn't even think he was still playing football, to be honest with you. And so how on earth does Brandon Boykin, who was one of the best slot corners or best, maybe not the best corner, but he was a very good corner two seasons ago in Philadelphia. Now he's back looking for a job again, and I'm just amazed at what's going on with him. And, you know, I know several Steelers fans tweeted at me yesterday, well, what do you think? Do the Steelers sign him? And I don't think it was as bad as everything was made to be. And at the same time, I know from pretty close to Brandon that they were disappointed, but it is what it is. And I don't think he'll come back to Pittsburgh.
No. And I mean, I'm not even sure if they offered him a deal if he will come back after that fiasco last year. I mean, clearly the dude, was one of the better players in the secondary. When he was on the field, he was a difference maker. So it's just a shame how it all went down. And then I think he just maybe ran into a string of bad luck, getting released right away after signing because of all the cornerbacks that Carolina drafted. So, I mean, it just seems like the guy can't catch a break. I know he was expecting big things in Pittsburgh. I mean, a lot of us figured he would end up being a starter sooner rather than later. The whole fiasco went down, and this poor guy never really got the time of day until later in the season. And by then, I think his fate was already sealed. There was too much going on inside closed doors, and it is what it is. But I'm sure he'll latch on somewhere. I mean, the guy was no fluke coming out of Philly, that's for sure.
No, I think whoever gets him, and let's face it, somebody will. I mean, because some team will be desperate for help in the secondary. You're going to get a pretty decent guy, a guy that's around the ball a lot, a guy that can cover, and his tackling is a little suspect at times. But in the NFL right now, I think covering almost is more important than tackling these days. So it's just a weird situation, and wish him the best, and he and his wife, and it's tough, man. That NFL life is you think you're going one place, and before you know it, you're off heading into a whole other direction. So I don't envy it.
Me neither. I'm not sure I could live that life. I mean, obviously, if the money was that good, I'd probably force myself.
Yeah, I think I could push myself. Yeah,
pretty much. Like, yeah, you won't give me $1 million to catch a ball? Sure, why not? But you know, it is what it is. Yeah, I mean, right. It's sad because I had high hopes for the guy, and it just never worked out. So, you know, hopefully he lands somewhere where he can, continue to make a name for himself. But so there's been some talk on Steel City Blitz about a certain Zach Mettenberger out of LSU. Has there not?
There has. Chris wrote an article today saying that the Steelers should perhaps put in a waiver claim on him. He was released from the Titans yesterday. And here's the thing on Mettenberger, and of course not lost on many of us, is the fact that that would give us two quarterbacks whose names end in Berger. I'll get to the thing that was brought up on Twitter today because it's a little interesting. But here's the thing on Zach Mettenberger. He started 10 games at Tennessee for the Titans over the course of 14 and 15. He is 0-10 in those games that he started. So that doesn't do a whole lot for me. His completion percentage is about 60%, 12 touchdowns to 14 interceptions, which for a backup is not terrible.
No, it's not.
You know, and he does tend to take a lot of sacks, but taking 31 over those 10 games. But, I'm not going to sit here and say that he's a huge upgrade or would be a huge upgrade over Landry Jones. I think it would be a great competition, to be real honest with you. I think this guy, I like his arm. I like the way he sits in the pocket at times. I watched him at LSU, man, several times carve up some very good SEC defenses a few years back. So I think he's got capabilities. I agree with Chris. I think you definitely kicked the tires on him. But because he does have some starting history, and let's not forget, he played for a pretty bad Tennessee team those 2 years too. So
that
doesn't help either. You know, I'm thinking some other teams that are going to be ahead of us on the waiver wire might take a shot at him before he gets to us.
Yeah, and I mean, you're right. I mean, obviously his winning percentage is nothing. So, but
right,
right. I mean, you know, Tennessee is and was obviously in a total rebuilding phase. So, you know, yes, he took a lot of sacks, and you know, Tennessee's trying to rebuild their team. So it's. I can see some potential in him because I watched him at LSU too. I've always been a bit of a closet LSU fan, I guess. And
not anymore, you're not.
Okay, well, no, but not anymore. Here I am. But you know, I watched him a lot too, and he does have a good arm. He's smart, but you know, he just didn't get the talent around him to really shine. Obviously, he's young and you know trying to learn NFL offenses and read defenses and whatnot. Yeah. So If he were to somehow come to us, I would certainly be glad to see him going into competition with Landry Jones, obviously, because, you know, I just, you know, I mean, Ben is a starter. You've got Bruce, yeah. But behind that, Landry is, you know, I mean, he's uninspiring. You know, he makes one good throw and then he's got like, you know, a half dozen terrible ones. So right. It is what it is.
Yeah. And I think they learned a valuable lesson last year with the kickers in terms of not bringing in any competition for Sweetsham. And
I sure did.
You know, nobody, of course, would have expected him to get hurt the way he did. But I think it's valuable to have those extra arms in camp. And you know, I'm not sure what his salary is. I don't think it's huge. But then again, I'm sure Todd Haley and Mike Tomlin have looked this guy over and they've already made a decision. And, you know, we could either be talking about something that matters or something that they've already set sail to. So I think it's just curious because anytime you get a guy with some starting experience and a good arm, you tend to pay a little bit of attention to that.
Yep, I agree. I mean, at this point in the game, you never know who you might want to take a chance on, and obviously you're still in the off season here. You've got all the rest of the OTAs and mini camps, and you've got training camp to decide what you want to do. But yeah, I don't want to go into another situation again like that whole Sweetsham thing. I mean, the Steelers, I mean, I think it's imperative that you bring in extra arms, you bring in extra legs in the kicking game because you never know when you're going to need them. And I mean, Sweetsham was just on fire and then, you know, wham, bam, like that, it was over. And then we went through all that crap with Scobie and everything else for a while until we finally found someone. And now, you know, so yeah, I think it's beneficial to always have extra people in there. I mean, even if they're just going to be training camp fodder.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it gets them in there to take some reps. It helps them out. It helps you out. It keeps your guys, you know, it minimizes a little bit the chance of an injury for them. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a win if they were able to bring him or somebody else in.
No, I agree with you. And you know, Matt, we would be remiss if we did not mention that last night Antonio Brown was kicked off, voted off, whatever you want to call it, Dancing with the Stars. He made it down to the final four, and as you know, I know me and certainly Ben, who contributes to Steel City Blitz, we were not crazy about him doing this. You know, and a lot of people said, well, geez, you know, you guys supported Hines and everything. Well, okay, I don't know if Ben did. I can't speak for him. For me, I enjoyed watching Hines do it simply because of the fact Hines was at the end of his career. I think he had, what, 1 year left? That was fine. Antonio, my problem was he's at the pinnacle of his career right now, and I don't think people understand how grueling the dance stuff is. I mean, every year they got people leaving with injuries, shin splints, one thing after another, and I hated the thought of him doing something to jeopardize his season coming up or God forbid his career or something like that. So it sounds like he had fun. I know from watching some of his Snapchat and Instagram stuff that he has been hard at it in terms of training for football and stuff too. So I give him credit for getting that far, but I'm not going to lie, Matt, I'm very happy that he's now off the show.
I know, right? I fully agree with you, and I mean, coming from a guy who has ballroom dance, I just outed myself again. I have actually. It is now, obviously not to the degree of Dancing with the Stars, but
right.
It is very grueling, and you know, you're wearing these dance shoes and you're jumping up around and you know, you're throwing people and catching people, and I mean, the risk of injury is nothing insignificant by any stretch. I mean, you're right, people always go down, so this whole thing scared me to death. And I kind of figured, just being the way he is, very athletic, very likable, that he would go far, and obviously he did. And, you know, the NFL athletes in general tend to go pretty far in this, you know, Emmitt Smith and Hines Ward and whatnot. So,
yep.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of glad he's not there anymore. I'm sure he gave it 110%, but I'm just glad he escaped without any injury.
Well, and that's the thing, and you know, I'll also say that you know, the opportunity to throw a few of those beautiful women around might be a bit tough to turn down too. So I understand that part.
This is true. This is true.
But yeah, it's over and done, and Steeler Nation, as usual, supported him a great deal, and should be congratulated for doing that. But yeah, no more Dancing with the Stars for Antonio, and you know, should he choose to go back when his career is over, then by God, I'll support him with everything I got. But one other thing I just wanted to touch on before we wrap things up is Le'Veon Bell. There was two things I wanted to mention, because you and I haven't talked in a while about this. One, there was a report, I think, from Jeremy Fowler from ESPN that was talking about how his knee is very much still a question mark right now. You know, he puts a lot of stuff on Twitter and Instagram and stuff, and he showed himself about a month ago or something dunking a basketball, and I think everybody's like, oh boy, look at that, look what he can do, it's great. And now we're starting to hear that knee is moving forward, but it's not where everybody hoped and thought it would be. What do you do with Le'Veon Bell in training camp? Do you even let him anywhere near a contact drill?
No. I mean, the guy's clearly going to be in shape.
Yeah.
He is. I mean, the guy's in phenomenal shape. So you don't have to worry about – there's going to be a transition time because, I mean, being in football shape is different than being in regular shape.
Yeah.
We all know that, but – I put a red jersey on that guy if I even let him sniff the field at all. I'd be like, if you touch him, you're fine, like 10 game checks, and then you're fired. Like, immediately, like, don't touch this guy. Don't even breathe on him right now until, you know, that knee is cleared enough to be able to put weight on it and to cut and to run. I mean, this guy is so valuable.
Yeah.
And, I mean, thank goodness we have D'Angelo Williams, but Le'Veon is a huge part of this offense between him and Ben and Antonio Brown. I mean, they are like the trifecta of just explosiveness in this offense. And to lose him again, or to have a setback because he tried to do too much in a mini camp or an OTA or a training camp, no. I'm like, you sit your butt down and you rehab until, you know, we clear your ass to play. That's just my two cents on it, because I don't want to see this linger on into late training camp and beginning of the season, and he's not ready to go yet.
Well, no, I agree with you 100%. I think I wrote the same thing in one of the articles this past 7 days or so, that I would not let him do much in training camp. Obviously, you have to allow him to do things to get him prepared for an NFL game. I think you'll see him eventually in a preseason game or two, but you know, this guy has had two pretty serious knee injuries now. He's heading into a end of a rookie contract, and that's going to be a huge debate. And that leads me to the other thing about Le'Veon I want to mention. As you know, he released a rap song this year, and now apparently wants and may end up getting his wish. He's going to do an album maybe with Snoop Dogg. Okay, on the level, it really doesn't bother me that much. With the one exception, two. You know, Martavis Bryant, who we know now is out for the season because of drugs. You know, it was no secret that he was hanging out with Wiz Khalifa, I believe it was.
Right.
And Wiz is no stranger to the green herb most people call marijuana. And Le'Veon Bell, of course, had his little situation a couple years back with LeGarrette Blount, where he was caught driving with it and being on it and all that kind of stuff. Do we really want Le'Veon Bell hanging out with Snoop Dogg, who, quite frankly, is the poster child for marijuana use in America?
Well, and I mean, you know, I'm sure Tomlin's not going to be happy about it. I mean, Tomlin did not like the fact that Martavis was hanging out with Wiz Khalifa at all.
Right.
It scares me because even though Le'Veon does seem to be very level-headed, down to earth, focused on his career, I get it.
Yeah.
But when you're, I mean, let's face it, we can all be influenced, and I'm not here to get on some debate about whether or not you should smoke marijuana.
No, me neither.
I don't care.
Nope.
Right.
Nope.
But I think that he's going to have to be very careful about what he allows himself to be drawn into a situation where that could potentially be a problem, because you know he's under scrutiny now as it is because of the incident he went through. Plus he's coming off an injury. So anything that he does to derail that potentially is going to look even worse for him in the eyes of the Steelers and the NFL. So it does scare me if and or when he goes through this type of thing to release this video, because I mean, it is what it is. I mean, people can be influenced easily, and you know, sometimes the heat of the moment, you think, it's no big deal. And you know, before you know it, you find yourself in a situation and you're in trouble. So,
well,
you
know. Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of the kid that gets caught with matches and all he's doing is trying to light a little piece of paper on fire. And you think, okay, I think this guy gets the message. And then, you know, down the road, he ends up torching the whole house because he's playing with the matches again.
Right.
I just don't. Yeah, Tomlin and company cannot be thrilled about this, and I can only imagine what some of the conversations are. And you know, maybe it's a sign that he hasn't been given a contract offer extension yet. Maybe that's a signal. I don't know, but I think it's something definitely to keep an eye on. And again, it's not a debate about marijuana use or legalization or any of that stuff. It's just a debate about a guy who's already been in trouble once and now going to go hang around with a guy who openly endorses it and uses it. So anyway, we shall see. But Matt, we're just about ready to wrap it up. I think we've kind of covered the things we wanted to cover tonight. And you know, just continue to keep checking out the site at steelcityblitz.com. And it's really the dead season right now, and we're still kicking out things. So make sure you're still visiting the site.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is a time for speculation.
Oh, yeah.
For analysis, for who's going to play where, who's going to start, why should they pick up this guy, why that draft pick's going to stink, you know, all that stuff. This is a prime time where there's not much news. You've got some OTA stuff, but that's few and far between. And it's like, yeah, it's OTAs. These guys are out there, you know, running around in shorts. So,
yeah,
you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, keep checking out the site, steelcityblitz.com. Mark and I will continue to do some regular shows here every couple of weeks until we get more into the training camp, you know, season and zone. And then we start, you know, putting out more articles and more shows specific to, you know, the battles that'll be coming in camp and any other personnel changes that happen here over the next couple of months. So, yeah, definitely keep checking it out. Of course, follow the Steel City Blitz at SC Blitz on Twitter, and Mark is at Steel Dad. He and Ben and Chris put out a lot of great articles, and so please definitely check them out.
Yeah, please do, and thanks as always to our podcast sponsor, Body Tech Gym in North Hills, Pittsburgh. They are phenomenal. They've been with us now a couple of years, and I think heading into the third year of sponsoring the podcast. So thanks to those guys. If you are looking for any type of physical change to your body, go see these guys. And, it's everybody from, heavy weightlifters, to people, well, like Matt and I, who really need to do something cardiovascularly or something.
Besides picking up a beer mug, is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. How about that?
Fair enough, man.
Yep. So with that, we will wrap this up. So thanks everybody for listening to the SCB Steeler Fan Podcast, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the SCB Steelers Fan Podcast, sponsored by Body Tech Gym in North Hills, Pittsburgh. Check them out online at bodytech-gym.com or call 412-364-7334. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or have a question for us to discuss, hit us up on Twitter at SCBlitz or on SteelCityBlitz.com and use the Contact Us option on the right side of the homepage. SteelCityBlitz.com is an independent fan site not affiliated with the Pittsburgh Steelers or the National Football League. Our opinions are our own.